Welcome to Shiur and Sfarno Parshas Nitzavim. Perek Lamed is the Parsha of Tshuva, in which the collective Tshuva, the collective repentance of the entire Jewish people, is discussed. One of the things that's striking about the way the Sfarno understands the Parsha of Tshuva is that the word Lashuv, to return, appears multiple times in different forms in these psukim, from Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, until Pasuk Yud, which is essentially where the Parshas HaTshuva ends. And the Sfarno gives multiple different interpretations for that word, Lashuv, depending on the context, which reminds us, we'll have some insight, hopefully, through these different, of course, Lashuv is the root of the word Tshuva, so we'll have some interesting insights into the very process and the very meaning of Tshuva itself through these various different definitions. So one of these occurrences happens in the very beginning of the Perek. V'hoya chiyovo alecha kol advarim ho'el abrocha v'aklala shenosati lufanecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, when all of these things will befall you, the blessing and the curse which I put before you, v'ashevosa elev avecha b'chol hagoyim, asher hidichacha Hashem Elokecha shama. V'ashevosa elev avecha, you should return it to your heart in all of the nations, amidst all of the nations that Hashem has scattered you or dispersed you among all of the nations. What's Vashevoso Elevavecha? It's not the only time it appears in Chumash. We just said in Aleinu a few moments ago, Yodato Ayom, Vashevoso Elevavecha, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. But what does it mean to return, the literal translation, to return something to your heart? What exactly does that mean? So here, the Sfarno tells us that Vashevoso Elevavecha means hisponein bechelko hasoser, contemplate the antithesis of this idea, husashiveim elivavecha yachdov, and place them in your heart at the same time, lahavchin ha'emes min hasheker, in order to distinguish truth from falsehood. What does this mean? So clearly the Sfarno is bothered. What is v'hashevosa elevavecha? You know, return it to your heart. In what sense is that? Clearly the gist of the phrase is, think about this, reflect upon this. But what's unique about returning it to your heart? What's the precise idea that's meant by this? So the Sfarno says, v'hashevosa elevavecha means when you're contrasting two distinct notions. In other words, it's not just think about something in general terms. You know, you have 20 minutes to write an essay. Think of something and write it down. But v'hashevosa elevavecha means return to your heart. Take two ideas that are contrary to one another, return them both to the heart, place them both in your heart, so to speak, and weigh them one against the other. And when you weigh these ideas one against the other, you'll be able to distinguish which one is true and which one is false. Why is that relevant in this context? Well, because the pasuk started off by saying, "Vayacha yavo eilecha kol advarim ha'ela habracha v'haklala asher nosati lufanecha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu anticipates that throughout Jewish history, the Jewish people are going to experience sometimes of blessing and sometimes of curse. We're going to experience blessing as per earlier in Parshas Nitzav and Parshas Kisavo. We're going to experience blessing when we do the will of Hashem. And we're going to experience Rachmana Litzlan cursed times when we don't do the will of Hashem. And says the Pasuk, after going through these different kinds of experiences and having had different attitudes ourselves towards the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes relating well to Hashem, sometimes unfortunately relating poorly to Hashem, we should take a step back, place these things in our hearts, in other words, look at them sort of objectively, and try to figure out, sometimes I was good to Hashem, sometimes I didn't really behave so well towards Hashem. which one was right, which one was wrong? How can I distinguish the emes from the sheker, the truth from the falsehood? Uvazet takir kama rochakto min hakel yisale. When you do this, when you take a step back and contemplate truth versus falsehood, by doing that in that fashion, you'll come to recognize how far you've fallen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'deyos uveminhagim asher lo ketoroso, in your outlooks and in your practices that are not in accordance with His Torah. The Svaro is describing a scenario over here where it's not even obvious to the Jewish people themselves that they've strayed from the path of Torah. You know, you read the Chumash as an outsider, so to speak, and you know everything seems very black and white. You know, when you do God's will, you get good things. When you don't do God's will, you get bad things. So why on earth would anyone want to, you know, rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam? You can't understand it. Okay, that's very fine when you're looking at the Chumash from a somewhat detached way, but it's not unusual in our own lives that we believe we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we take a step back and we really analyze what we're doing, we see that very often what we think is service of Hashem is really not at all. The Sfarno is saying, Takir kama rochakto min hakel yisale. Through this process of Hashevoso elevavecha, you'll come to recognize how far you truly are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, before you engage in this process of introspection, you may very well think that you're very close to Hashem. It's only when you can put contrasting experiences side by side and say, okay, sometimes I did X and sometimes I did Y, and let's kind of compare and contrast those two things. Only then can I really come to recognize that I need to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first step in tshuva, and the Sfarno is illustrating this so beautifully, is to recognize that you need to do tshuva, right? To recognize that there's a problem. Very often, we don't even get to that stage. Very often, we think everything's fine. You know, I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? I come to shul 3 times a day. I learn Torah. I give tzedakah. You know, I'm a good guy. I haven't been over Ritzicha any time, you know, in recent memory. I'm a pretty good guy. You know, what do you want from me already? And, you know, it's only through introspection that we come to realize that, you know, there are aspects in what we're doing in which we still fall short, you know, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first step in tshuva, is v'hashevosa elevavecha. Put the good approach and the bad approach side by side in your heart. In the beginning, you probably don't realize one's the good approach, one's the bad approach. But weigh the two approaches in your heart and really think about, is this right or is this wrong? And first develop a stronger sense of what's right and what's wrong and what needs to be changed. After you do that, Pasuk Beis, Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha, Vishomato Bikolo, Kichol Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom. After you engage in Vahashevosa Elevavecha, recognizing where you need to improve, so then Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha, you'll return until Hashem your God. Yeah. Right.
We're returning back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the thing is, Moshe Rabbeinu is already presuming that you jumped here, he went in already.
Right, right. Well, the truth is, I mean, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Torah, presumes that we're going to go off the path is made explicit even later on. Ki odati achrei mosi ki hashchis tashchisum. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know after I die, you're going to mess things up. Right? So in other words, it's already explicit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu, says, look, I know you're going to mess up. It's going to happen. That's the whole Shiras Hazinu, how the Jewish people are going to mess up, unfortunately. But let me give you a recipe for what you can do once inevitably, you know, I know that you're going to fall short of what you should be doing. So what's v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha? So here too, the Sfarno gives us an important insight into the nature of tshuva. Tiyet tshuvascha kidei la'asos ritzon koncha bilvad. True tshuva is such that your intent in doing tshuva is simply, exclusively, to do the will of Hashem, the will of your Creator, as opposed to doing tshuva because I will get something out of it. I'll do tshuva in order to avoid punishment. I'll do tshuva so that people accept me back into society, right? I'll do tshuva so that, people say nice things about me, right? That kind of tshuva is incomplete. And the Sfarno has stressed to us before that that kind of tshuva, although obviously it has value, but its value falls far short of tshuva that's done in order to fulfill the will of Hashem. Just to reference back a Sfarno which we had back in Parshas Dvarim, so the Sfarno raises the question, why is it that after the sin of the Meraglim, the Jewish people's tshuva was not really accepted? It says, Vatoshuvu vativku lufnei Hashem. After the Jewish people were decreed, the decree was made that they were not able to go into Eretz Yisrael during that generation, the Chet HaMeraglim. So the Jewish people cried before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vatoshuvu. Vatoshuvu could be read as, you repented, Vatoshuvu. You repented and you cried before Hashem. So how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu locked the doors of tshuva? Why wasn't he interested in accepting the crying of the Jewish people? So says the Sfarno there, in Parshas Dvarim, the Jewish people did tshuva after the Chet HaMeraglim, that's true, but they did tshuva out of Yiras HaOnash. They did tshuva because they wanted to gain something for themselves. They didn't want to wander in the desert for 40 years. They felt very badly about that, right? So that's not the full tshuva. The full tshuva is when you do tshuva not because I'm going to gain something, not because I can forestall punishment. The true tshuva is because I'm doing tshuva because I realized I did something wrong and I want to do God's will by doing that which is right. Here, the tshuva which is described is v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, a very funny turn of phrase. You will return up until Hashem your God. So the way the Sfarno apparently reads the phrase is you will return ad Hashem Elokecha on account of Hashem your God. You'll return in order to do Hashem's will, not for any motivation of self-interest. Yeah.
So, I was just thinking, how do we differentiate what you just said in situations where it's as tough as it may sound, God says,
Right, so the Sfarno is basically saying, this is a theme we've had in the Sfarno before, true tshuva will always be accepted by Hashem.
Well, we know it's not.
Well, where do you see that?
Well, we know there are certain sins there. It's misubination, mayim, or whatever. It's all kinds of things.
Okay, no, so a person can be punished for the sin in this world, but it doesn't mean, but in other words, true tshuva will ultimately cause the sin to be forgiven. It doesn't mean that there won't be other kinds of punishment. But true tshuva, the way he's describing, where the person... What's that? He cleanses his neshama. Not a little thing. Right?
So,
right, okay, so again, tshuva doesn't necessarily remove the earthly punishment. By the way, if tshuva always removed the earthly punishment, then very often tshuva would simply be a way of, you know, acting in the person's self-interest, which is exactly what the Sfarno is saying over here, is not the ultimate tshuva. You know, if tshuva is just a way of, they'll take the demerit, yeah, I caused a car accident, you know, and, you know, knocked everything up, but I went to the magistrate and I said, I'm sorry, so, you know, they're going to fix up my record and do all of that. If that's all tshuva is, so the truth is the tshuva will fall short very often. The true tshuva is really about, I'm doing this, I'm engaging in tshuva because I want to do God's will and do tshuva. And sometimes the tshuva plays a role in you know, certainly cleansing the neshama, but it doesn't necessarily remove the earthly punishment. I mean, let's think about it this way. If a guy murdered somebody else, and he came to the Beis Din and said, you know, I murdered so-and-so. I mean, I know you have witnesses and everything like that. And I feel really badly about it, really, really. I mean, sometimes I can't sleep at night, you know. It really bothers me tremendously. And if the Beis Din said, you know what, you did tshuva, you're right, let's let you off the hook, I'm not sure we'd feel so great about that. You know, I'm not sure that you know, that would be a good thing. What's that? But we're not, no, so we don't. That's not true. We're not asking for that. Sometimes we say that we're going to suffer punishments. The tshuva is ultimately, again, the Sfarno is stressing, the tshuva is because God wants us to do tshuva. That's the true tshuva. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. You're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back to Him. And just to finish off what he says, v'zohi atshuva sha'amru, shemagas ad kisei hakovod. Chazal say concerning such a tshuva that it reaches the kisei hakovod, that it reaches God's divine throne. That's a very interesting idea. I mean, what does that mean? You know, I send my tshuva in a little arrow and it, you know, hits all the way to the kisei hakovod. What does that mean? So I think what the Sfarno is saying is it's a metaphor. It reaches the kisei hakovod, meaning that since the tshuva is motivated by doing the will of God as opposed to by, you know, just, you know, helping myself out, the tshuva touches God's throne, meaning that's what's the motivating factor for the tshuva, as opposed to saying, let me do tshuva so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hurt me, right? Which, again, has value. I'm not saying it doesn't have value, but it doesn't have the ultimate value of tshuva that's done, you know, for the Ratzon Hashem, in order to do God's will.
So, I guess when a person is being led to his death, and they tell him to do a redoing.
Right.
So, when he goes, to say he does the redoing.
Yeah.
When he actually allows him to go through the Misa, is he actually doing Hashem's will at that point by virtue of allowing him to go through the Misa process?
Yeah. In other words, the redoing that the guy says before he's executed, there's never a thought that will somehow prevent the execution, right? In other words, if he's doing a sin, if he had done a sin that caused him to be deserving of execution, he needs to die. And that's part of,
yeah. My question is that when he does the execution, he goes through the execution himself, is he now doing Hashem's will? Is that him doing Hashem's will?
I guess so.
Part of saying,
right.
Doing Hashem's will is that he wants you to die.
Right. So I guess so. I mean, you know, in other words, he's fulfilling what God wants to happen to him, and, you know, his acceptance of that death is in itself part of the kapara process, part of the atonement process. So that's v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha right now. So the Sfarno is saying it's important to have that idea in mind. Tshuva is not just about, you know, getting rid of the punishment, and taka, it doesn't always get rid of the punishment. Tshuva is about doing God's will, that He wanted us to do tshuva, and such a tshuva is incredibly powerful. And then the pasuk continues, "Vishomato v'kolo kechol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom." You will listen in His voice, in accordance with everything that I'm commanding you today. So the Sfarno comments as follows on that phrase: Lo mitzvas anoshim milumada kimosha asisa kodem lochein. True tshuva means that you stop doing the mitzvos by rote. Mitzvos anoshim melumada. It used to be that you used to do mitzvos by rote, but now, with the true tshuva, you'll start doing mitzvos with intent. Where do you see that in the words? Where do you see that in the words of the pasuk? So the pasuk says, v'shomato b'kolo, you should listen to Hashem's voice, kechol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, in accordance with everything that I'm commanding you today. So the Sfarno apparently translates it as, listen to His voice today in a way that's different than the way you listened to His voice in the past. The word hayom is not going on asher anochi mitzavcha, it's not going on, you know, all the things that I'm commanding you today, because again, the commandments of the Torah have already been given, right? Listen to His voice and follow the mitzvos in a way that makes today different from yesterday. Yesterday you were just practicing by rote. Today you're going to try to do the mitzvos with intent, and not just because that's your habit of doing them in that way. So that's the second stage in tshuva. So then in Pasuk Gimel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to such a tshuva with an incredible response. V'shav Hashem Elokecha shvuscha v'richamecha. God will bring back your captivity and have mercy upon you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather you in from all the nations where Hashem has scattered you. In other words, says the Svarno in two words, the kibbutz galios. The response to true tshuva is to bring the Jews back to Eretz Yisrael. Amazing, right? I mean, the implication, unfortunately, is that national true tshuva has not yet taken place. Because if national true tshuva were to take place, what would immediately follow would be the kibbutz galios, the bringing of all of the Jews back to Eretz Yisrael. But that's how powerful this true tshuva, this tshuva that's magasad kisei Yaakov, it really is. It can bring about the end of the galus. The pasuk elaborates. Im yiyah nidachacha b'kseh ha-shamay, misham yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha, misham yikachecha. Kadosh Baruch will bring you back even from the four corners of the earth. And then we read a pasuk. Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha v'es levav zarecha. God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. We know, by the way, one of the remozim, one of the hints to the month of Elul and its tshuvas in this pasuk, es levavcha v'es levav, aleph lamed vav lamed. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha v'es levav zarecha. God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. Obviously, that's a metaphor. God, you know, can't really circumcise the heart. Certainly not if you want to keep your license as a surgeon, right? So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to circumcise your heart? Yigale einecha. God will uncover your eyes. Lasur mikol tos me'arbev haseichom yadiyas ha'emes. God will cause you to be removed from any mistakes that cloud your mind and prevent you from understanding the truth. Kishetishtado ledov kabo. When you try to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu in turn will respond by giving you clarity of thought and clarity of understanding. Be'ofen shetakir tuvo. And if you do this, and you try to cling to Hashem, and Hashem clears your mind, you will come to recognize His goodness. V'to'aveyu behechrich. And you'll almost be forced to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? In other words, it will be so clear to you that Hashem is true and His Torah is true that you almost won't have a choice in terms of the loving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you engage in at that time. The Svarno doesn't quite say the following, but it seems like he's going in the footsteps of the Ramban. The Ramban famously on this pasuk writes, what does it mean, Umal Hashem Elokecha Slevavcha V'Yeslevav Zarecha, that Hashem is going to circumcise your heart? So the Ramban says, at the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove the Yetzer Hara from people. People won't have a Yetzer Hara anymore. That's Umal Hashem Elokecha Slevavcha. He's going to take away, if we imagine the Yetzer Hara, kind of like the Arla, kind of like the foreskin that covers over the aver, that particular organ. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the foreskin of our hearts. He removes the Yetzer Hara, which is that foreskin, which is getting in the way of our doing the Ratzon Hashem. The Svarno doesn't quite say that, but he more or less says it, just perhaps in a way that's a little bit easier to understand. What does it mean Hashem will remove the Yetzer Hara? God will give us clarity of understanding. So if you really have clarity of understanding, in other words, if you see an Avera in front of you, and you say, why on earth would I want to do that Avera? I mean, that's against God's will. And it's so clear to me that I wouldn't want to do the Avera. And, you know, the idea of doing the Aveira is as nonsensical to me as taking my hand and sticking it on top of a burner on a stove. So, in a sense, I don't have a Yetzer Hara anymore, right? I mean, maybe technically I do, but I have no desire to go against God's will. Why would I go against God's will? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So that's what the Svarno seems to be hinting at. You'll be forced to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu just because things are going to be so clear and obvious that how would you not, you know, be ready to do the Ratzon Hashem, to do God's will. Right, the Gemara in Sukkah. Right. Right, so the Gemara doesn't quote the Pasuk, but I think the Ramban would say that, you know, implicit in that Gemara about the Shechita of the Yetzer Hara, you know, that idea that the Yetzer Hara is going to be Shechted is really based on this Pasuk. You know, Chazal didn't quote it, because it's just a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Chumash. What, you don't know Chumash? You know, it's to the Ramban. It was obvious. You know that's what was meant. You know, by that particular pasuk. We'll continue with the parashas Atshuva tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem, Rav Chananel ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Hakadosh Baruch Hu.